USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Washington and Wall Street were optimistic this week that Congress can pass a bill to fund the government and avert a partial shutdown before a Friday night deadline. It's being reported Democrats and Republicans appear to be working around a bill to fund the government through late January or early February. Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer attacked Republicans for the impasse.
Our Republican colleagues, meanwhile, can either work with us to move the process quickly through the chamber, or they can engage in obstructive tactics that will make a government shutdown almost a certainty.
Senator John Kennedy says there's no appetite on the GOP side to have a government shutdown.
No, I don't. There's no appetite, nor should there be on either side of the aisle.
Ethan Crumbly, a 15-year-old sophomore, was charged as an adult for a terrorist attack that he allegedly shot and killed four students at Oxford High School in Michigan on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Dr. Oz, a Republican candidate for a soon-to-be-vacant Senate seat in Pennsylvania, is a renowned heart surgeon. He was on Newsmax Wednesday evening talking about Dr. Fauci's scientific statements.
Well, Dr. Fauci said something very unfortunate last weekend. He said that he was science, and people who didn't like him don't like science, don't respect science. I think this whole concept of believing in science is foreign to me. I believe in God. Science is something that you trust, you work on, you improve. There's no finality to it. You know, we have a J. Edgar Hoover of public health right now, and that's not what we want. We just want to have people coaching us, giving us advice if they're scientists, and let the people who are decision makers who have been elected by the people of this country to make decisions accordingly. And that process has been thwarted a little bit. It's been off kilter, not balanced.
Chris Cuomo says he's hurt and embarrassed about being indefinitely suspended as an opinion host at CNN. Wednesday's comment came from a radio show. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As Americans in disbelief watch the deadly U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, some are calling it the biggest military blunder in American history. Now one lawmaker wants accountability. Republican Congressman from Kentucky, James Comer on Fox News, is frustrated no one has claimed responsibility for the withdrawal and the billions of dollars of military equipment left behind.
Anytime there's been a mistake of that magnitude, somebody's been held accountable. Somebody in the military, someone in the administration. But in this instance, Joe Biden never took accountability. He never held anyone accountable. And from an oversight standpoint, if you just look at the American tax dollars that were wasted, the billions of dollars that we spent in reconstruction of Afghanistan is now at risk, not to mention the billions of dollars worth of military equipment that I believe is now in the hands of the Taliban. An administration will be capable. They have the most powerful military in the world. We have right now the strongest economy in the world. But I haven't seen anything out of the Biden administration that would give me confidence that they can show strength, that they can turn around the debacle, the reputation that he's earned from falling asleep at very important national summits, international summits, to the debacle in Afghanistan. Joe Biden just continues to disappoint, due primarily to the fact that countries don't respect or fear the United States like they did when Donald Trump was president.
I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.